Parashas Kedoshim, it says Kedoshim to you. And as Rashi brings down from Chazal, this parsha was Bahakel, gathering all Bnei Yisrael together. And why? Besides what Rashi brings down also, Sharov Gufei Torah Tulimba, but we have to realize that Hashem wants us to understand that we have it in our grasp, each and every one of us, to be Kedoshim, to be a Kadosh, to the utmost degree. It's not like some other religions where the priesthood or whatever can reach a Madrega, no one else can, in the idea of holiness. By Hashem, Bnei Yisrael, each and every one can reach the highest Madrega of holiness, even though we do have Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, but no matter who it is, Yisraelim, even though they don't have the mitzvahs that Kohanim have, they can still be equal in the Kedusha, not one iota less than any other person. Hashem, just as He gave the Torah to everyone, Kol HaTorah Kula, each and every one has the ability, according to their ability, but each and every one has the ability to learn the whole Torah, as we see beautifully proven by Daf Yomi, whatever. And the same thing Hashem is saying here in Kedoshim, to fulfill the Torah, to be as holy as one can. Because Ki Kadoshani Hashem Elokeichem, we have to follow Hashem's ways. And He didn't give it to just a few. Every single human being can reach the highest levels of holiness that Hashem wants him to. And that's what you have to realize. And what is Kedoshim? As Rashi says, Kedoshim means Prushim, separate. That everyone can see you're separate from others that are not holy. As we say, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol b'no l'choshech ben Yisrael lo amim, the Havdalah that separates, that one can see clearly the difference of Kedusha, of someone who follows the Torah and someone who does not. Just like the difference between day and night. And in order to be Purushim, it's not just a Sur Meiro, as we understand that one needs. You have to have the Asei Tov also, the positive. In order to be holy, you can't just remove yourself from bad. You have to do good. As the Chinuch and others say, because the Maisim Chitzonios, the Me'orer, the Pnimios, the positive acts bring out the purity of spirit that Hashem wants. Because if you have one without the other, you stagnate and you regress. Aveda goreres, aveda mitzvah goreres mitzvah. You have to do that positive in order to keep on going, to reach the highest levels of Kedusha. Because Hashem would never ask of someone something that they can't accomplish. And if Hashem tells us this and asks this of us, we know it's within our grasp. We're capable, with Shiata Dishmai, with Hashem's help, to reach these highest levels. Ishimo vivav tiro v'shapsosai tishmaru. We can say that one is dependent on the other. The Torah is telling us that if a person fears, respects his parents, then he will come to respect Hashem and show Hashem covered by, for instance, keeping the Shabbosos. as the Gemara in Kedushin says, Hashem sees how a person treats his parents, then he would understand and see how he will treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One sheds light on the other one. We see an interesting thing about the parasha, how, for instance, right at the beginning, you have four times, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and other times you have Ani Hashem, several times. So Rosh Hashiv explains that Ani Hashem Elokeichem, why here so much? Because each one, if we see it, we see how it really shows that Hashem Elokeichem, your God, God of Bnei Yisrael, as we said before, Muvdal, completely separate, distinct from all the other peoples and religions. And that's one of the ways that it shows it. The first one, Kadoshim to you, as we explained, the level and what's expected of a Kadosh according to the Torah is far different and separate than any other on the earth. And that's why it shows so much that Hashem is Elokeichem, different than any other religion. And the same thing goes for Ishimo Vavit Tirobe Shabso Saitish Mauru. When we keep the Shabbos the way Hashem wants us to keep the Shabbos, it is the testimony that we are so different, that we show by the keeping of the Shabbos that Hashem rested on the Shabbos, that Hashem created the universe and continues that. It's only by that what we see so clearly that we are the people Ham Hashem. And the same thing also, of course, Avodah Zarah. That, of course, is apparent why it shows so much Elokeichem. And the last one, Leket Peah, the produce of the field that goes to the yoni, that is distributed, that also shows so much the chiluk between Am Hashem and all the rest of the religions and peoples of the world. The level of tzedakah that is expected of us. And we see that by Gaiden, that's one of the things that should be mentioned. We tell them about Leket, Chikha, Peya, because this is something that is so different, the level of tzedakah, Gomlei Chesed, that is the hallmark of Bnei Yisrael, Yam Hashem, as the Gemara in Yevamos says, by Shonim, Rachmanim, Gomlei Chasodim. And therefore that shows, because it's difficult, especially somebody who hasn't been here before, to accept, why should I give away my hard-earned money, work that I did for this God forbid so-called loafer? And that's why this also shows so clearly the difference, why you are Hashem Elokeichem. And the Ani Hashem's goes along, like Rashi says, by Ani Hashem, for instance, that only Hashem knows. Sometimes you can get out of a mitzvah and no one else knows, only you and Hashem. And that's the point of here. These are certain things here, these specific ones, especially we see how a person can, so to speak, fool the world. But he doesn't fool ever Hashem. Hopefully he won't fool himself either. And correct his ways. Chas v'shalom, he was doing it differently. Then, the Torah shows a progression of the point we said before from the Mishnah Avos, Avera Gereres Avera, how lo tignovu, person shouldn't steal, and if they do, what happens? If they don't do tshuva, they deny their stealing. They won't even admit to it. They'll even initiate sheker in order to hide what they've done. And then they come to the shvuas sheker, Achmanu Litzlan, where they have the chilul Hashem. And as Rosh Hashiva Shlita explains beautifully, that what is this shvuas Hashem that he's taking, the sheker? What he's actually doing is what? Pulling Hashem in, making Hashem a shutif in his crime. People will see that, wow, no matter what, with all the circumstantial evidence, so to speak, oh, but the person swore with the name of Hashem. Oh, he must be telling the truth. So he made Hashem, Rahman al-Islam, so to speak, partner in his crime to reach the madrega of Chilul Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. And then it says, Lo sa ashok es v'yacha, v'lo sigzo, v'lo solin, p'la asod chir, itchir ad boker. Again, a progression. But it would seem that it's the opposite way. Because first, at first, looking at the pasuk, you would think the lo sigzo is worse than the lo sa ashok, taking money out of the guy's pocket, so to speak. But then it says, Lo solim pulasachi et chad boker, that's not as bad. He's still giving it eventually, except delayed. So it seems like it's going down. And again, the Rosh Hashiva Shlita explains that Ein Achanami, the Lo Sashok is worse than the Lo Sigzo. Why? Because think about it. Lo Sigzo, sure, he's taking something from his pocket. But what is Lo Sasho doing? The oppression that he's doing. He used it. Sure, he didn't have that money before. But now it's due him. And not only that, he used him to do that work, to slave for him. That's worse. That's not only taking the money from him, that is due him, but it's using him physically, mentally. Then it talks about Lashon Hara in Pasuk Tezayin. Lo Selech Rochil Ba'amecha. You shouldn't go tail-bearing amongst your people to degrade the other person. Building yourself up at the expense of others. Instead of dunning l'kaf z'chus, as the pasuk before mentioned, as Rashi brings from Chazal, but tzedek tishpot es hamisecha. But instead, looking for all the negatives. As Rashi brings down also, chaf and gimel, interchange, rogil, like the meraglim, spying out, just like a spy comes into a place to find out the weak points, even though it can be so well fortified. The same thing also is a Lashon Haranik that looks even at a tzaddik. Pein tzadpol shelo yechpo. And he looks for the flaw and builds on it. Even if it might be something that's truthful, but builds on it to degrade the person. And would be near Lanias Daiti that we can also say in the Pasuk, when it says, Lo Samra Dam Riecha, it's a direct connection to Lashon Hara itself. As the Gemara says, of the three people involved in Lashon Hara, the one who speaks it, the one who hears it, and the object of the Lashon Hara. The one who hears it is worse than the one who says it. Because why? Because he continues it, so to speak. if he wouldn't listen, if he would protest, he wouldn't tamor adam rei echa, he wouldn't stand by his brother's blood, the killing, the worst kind of way of his brother, but he would protest, that Lashon Haranik wouldn't have any further to go. He would not, he would be talking to the walls. He could be stuck in the bud. It's only the person who listens and accepts it that continues it. The next pasuk says, Lo sisna sachicha b'vavecha. You shouldn't have a hatred, a sinner for your brother in your heart. But hocheach tocheach asamisecha. You have something against them. We prove him, talk privately, of course, the first step. Ask him why he's doing what he's doing. Rosh Hashiva also says in Kol Dodi that we can learn from the double expression hocheach tocheach, besides the Gemara Dashans, we can also say that the hocheach tocheach is hocheach yourself. Above all, one has to first correct himself, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Ches Amalev says, "K'shayt atzmech atchila v'yachakach k'shayt acherim." Make sure there's nothing wrong in what you did. Maybe you're at fault. Make sure and clear that you are corrected yourself. And more than that, the epitome, the ideal, is by your actions, you will correct others. You won't even have to say anything. As the Pasuk in Malachi says, that the Malach Hashem Tzevakos, that the ideal of a Rebbe being the biggest human Malach that one can be, and Aaron, as a classic example, through his deeds, through the way he acted, was the biggest Musa. They didn't need any Musa. Just seeing his love for everyone, Oyev Shalom, Barodev Shalom, the way all his actions were for Hashem, for Bnei Yisrael, that was the biggest Musa. As the Midrashim say, Chazal say, that many times a person that Aaron would give such a shalom with such a hava, he would say, "Ah, how could I do anything wrong? If Aaron would know how I acted, he would never be like that to me. Such a beautiful tzaddik. I have to change my ways." And if you do these things properly, below Tisal of Chet, the Pasuk says, you won't bear sin because of him. Meaning, as we know, the Gemara says, Kol sheyesh b'yado limchais, bein ameicha, hu nitvas b'yado yavon, if you don't properly protest when it is in your means and you do it the proper way. And the same thing, if you're a cause, whether by your actions or your speaking, whatever it is, that the person learns from you negatively and you didn't do the things you were supposed to do, you have a share, Rachman Litzlan, in that person's sin also. Of course he has Bechir, he doesn't have to do the Aveira, but whatever part you play, you also have a Bechir not to do that. You're taken to task for. And the next pasuk, shouldn't take vengeance, you shouldn't bear a grudge. That's the standard of the Torah. As Chazal explained, Rashi brings that it's not only that because he did this, you won't go tit for tat, but it's more than that. That even if you do to him, not the way he did to you, you did the good thing you were supposed to do, but you say, "See, I didn't do like you did," then you're still bearing that grudge. That's also not the right way, not the Torah way. And as the Medrash says, if we do all these things, the V'ahavta Re'acha Kamocha that comes next will automatically come to you. Even if you might not have that level of V'ahavta Re'acha Kamocha, whatever it might be, because of things done to you by him, whatever it is. But if you act all these things prior to this, you do all these things that the Torah is mentioning before, you will come to that level, no doubt about it. Because you're working on yourself that despite all things, you will be doing the right thing that Hashem wants. And even, of course, if it comes to Rachman Litzlan, a Rosha that does refuse to do tshuva, doesn't take Musa, still continues, and you have to act accordingly, with, of course, that also, still, we have to realize and work to the point where it's the actions that he's doing that we hate. That is the sinner. The sinner is the actions, the rishis, the keneged, the will of Hashem that he does, is where the hatred is focused. And of course, hope, like Bria says in Brachas, that the chatoyim, the sins, should perish, that they all should do tshuva, all the rishonim. That would be the best, greatest blessing. And after Shlishi, the lavin, such as Los Nachashu, Los Elneinu, the others, the Indoinen. As a general rule, these things, what basically is happening here, as Rosh Hashiv explains, is one trying to change the destiny. Instead of, it's in Parsha Shoftim when it mentions in this area, in this regard, to be Tamim Tiyeh Mashem Elokecha, to accept that there's reasons what Hashem has for you to better yourself and to learn from it. Don't go like the Goyim do in all these things to change the destiny, to change what Hashem has chosen for you. But go be tamim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. Have the tochen, emuna. And once you do that, any situation will be your best. That's for you. And that, of course, is not saying trying to change for the better in a normal, natural, tamimistic way. We're just saying that as far as trying through these kishif things and things as such, that's the wrong way. That's not the way Hashem wants you to go about it. We also see in Iker of Amunia a lesson, tremendous teaching of what Amunia is in our law. Imagine, the first 3 years we are not allowed to use that fruit. We would think, Bal Tashchis, as Hashem tells us in another sedra, the lav, not to waste anything. And yet Hashem tells us here the first 3 years we are not allowed to use that fruit. And that teaches us such an important principle. The bottom line is to do the will of Hashem. Hashem knows best. And of course we have to realize that if Hashem is saying this for a purpose, for instance, as the Darsh Moshe points out, to teach us that even if we don't understand a certain thing that Hashem tells us, we should do it. Because His infinite wisdom is, of course, infinitely more than our finite wisdom. And that's teaching us here the essence of doing the Ritzon Hashem. Whether you understand it or not is not the point. If it's not understood, it doesn't matter. The important thing is to know that this is the best for you. Adrava, if you think the other way is better, chas v'shalom, in the long run and even in short run, it is not. The best for you will be when you listen to Hashem no matter what. You also find an interesting lesson of Zima in Pasuk Chaf Tes by someone who gives over his daughter, Rachman Atzlan, for Znus. And also Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yedalid, one who takes a woman and the mother, because this is something that's not, so to speak, so much spur of the moment of the taiva. It's more thought out, prolonged. Someone who's offering his daughter for a protracted period, or taking the daughter and the mother. It's not just spur of the moment. And therefore, as the Targum calls it, Eitzas Chitin, a planning of it. And as Rosh Yeshiva Shita says, it's therefore also why Zima has the same gematria as Behema. Because it's so much so showing a Maisa Behema of the human being who has over the Behema, of course, Das. And this shows so much that Das is even used as a Behema. And going back to the theme of the Parsha, Kedoshim to you, we have to realize that so much is affected by jealousy, by the fact that we're jealous of what someone else has, the position, whatever it is. And one has to realize, as Benazi says in the Gemara, that what you have, no one can take away, and what the other person has, no one can take away. That you have to realize that what Hashem gives you is the best for you to reach the highest madrigas. There's nothing to be jealous about. Hashem gives every situation, every position to the person so they can realize what Hashem wants him to do to the best of his ability in that situation and position, no matter what it is. There's nothing low or degrading about it. One has to realize it's the lowest, so to speak, private in the army, whatever it is. And Hashem's eyes is the highest, as long as he carries out what he has to do. When one realizes this and understands Gamzu l'toyva, kol dara avid rachman l'tava avid, whatever Hashem chooses to give us in life, then all these jealousies and all the benadam achaveros, so much that is in the parasha, will fall by the wayside. So we only have to be on guard, always, constantly looking and being attentive to know and understand what to avoid, any bad, and look at all the positive. As Rosh Yeshiva Shlita says, that's why Kedoshim is from Shkedim, Shokut, Vatishkoit, to be watchful, careful. One has to be Amel, toil and work, attentive to become the Kaddish that Hashem wants of him. And we can also say Shkedim, which are almonds, and the Medjish that Rashi brings, and Koheles, and the Shkedim of the Matei Aron, that is the fastest of all fruits. Within 3 weeks it becomes ripe. And that shows its Rizis, which one can use for bad, Chas v'Shalom, or the good. To have that zrizus, to be shakut all the time, to just to do what Hashem wants of us. And as Rav Alper Zatzal said, on Mia Ishef Chafetz Chaim, or Yivram and Nilos Toiv, he said the question mark should be placed right after that first phrase, Mia Ishef Chafetz Chaim. And the answer is, Oiv Yomim Nilos Toiv, the one who loves every single day, that looks at the good and the positive of every situation, of every person, instead of the negative. The proverbial, you have a half a glass of water. The pessimist, the negative is, I'm missing a half a glass. The right, positive way, Baruch Hashem, you have a half a glass of water. And that's throughout life. To look at the good, the positive, don't be a negative person. To always look at the good side. Kol le'avod rachmanu le'tava v'gamzu le'toiv, as we said before. And then you can be truly the mamleches koyanim b'goy kodesh, each and every one of us, and the goyim also, to do the tzayin Hashem to its fullest. Tamid mi'atav yad olam.